Mic check, 1 2 1 2. What's good, y'all? This is your boy Stay Fresh JF. Y'all are back in the Low End Theory. What's good, yo? It's been endless time, man, since we last checked in. And since that time, the temperature done dropped. It done got brick on your ass. It's cold as shit out here. And for real, this shit is not making me want to do a damn thing other than stay my ass in the crib, crank some tunes, and really plug into what's going on in the world around me. You know what I'm saying? Man, midway through the cuffing season. Is it really midway through? We in November right now. And for real, yo, the cuffing season tunes are something serious. We got some new shit from her. We got some new shit from Ty Dolla $ign and my man Jeremiah. That shit is on some next level shit. OG Too Short came out of left field with some ill shit, the Pimp Tape. Now let me tell y'all something, man, before y'all get the clowning, before y'all, you know what I'm saying, go out on some other shit like, yo, what is he talking about, Too Short? Like, boy, that nigga about 60 years old. Hold on, time out. 45 second time out, 30 second time out, however long time out, hold on. This nigga Too Short has 20 albums. Let that shit just marinate and sit real quick. The man is what, 50 something years old, 52, 55 years old. He has 20 albums. I don't give a fuck how many, you know what I'm saying, new dudes come out of the woodwork with something new and something tight and something fresh. And yeah, it may be ill for the moment, momentarily, it might be what you're riding around to. But we gotta stop and give credit where the fuck is due. My man Too Short has 20 albums. You know what I'm saying? Now, granted, not all of them might rock. You know what I mean? Of course, we're subject to some criticism. Of course, not all of them are going to be pristine albums that you're going to hold in the highest esteem in hip-hop history. Of course not. But that boy Too Short has 20 albums, man. We got to take time and really appreciate the OGs, because for all of its faults, for all of its, you know what I'm saying, all of its beauties and all of the things that I love about hip-hop, one thing that we don't do is take time to appreciate the OGs. And you got to give credit where it's due, man. So, you know what I'm saying? Salute to the OG Too Short. The Pimp Tape is fucking fire. You know what I mean? I was plugged into the Sway's universe and seeing my man. I was plugged into Hot 97 for a while and really had to, you know what I mean, to listen to what my man was talking about, man. You know what I mean? That's 30 years in the game. His first album, Born to Mac, dropped in motherfucking 85. I wasn't even born in 85. But that's neither here nor there, man. We got to take time and appreciate the OGs. You know what I'm saying? And really send that salute, man, to that boy Too Short, because that shit really ride. Like, no bullshit. You know what I'm saying? It's really on some pimp shit. Now, if you thought this pimping was a game, if you thought this pimping was something to play around with, it ain't. Because this nigga Too Short is talking that Mac shit all over the album, man. Break a Bitch is fire. The joint that he got with Ty is fire. The joint he got, the features on there. You know what I mean? He got Snoop on there. Titty Boy 2 Chainz. He got T.I. on there. Shit, man. Adrian Marcel. I mean, he got a star-studded lineup, man. Of course, he got the other OG E-40 from the Bay Area really putting in some work on that joint, man. Really wanted to take the time to salute Too Short real quick. Not to nut hug, but you know what I mean? Yeah, that Pimp Tape, I'm really rocking to that joint. I'm really riding around to that joint. And, you know what I'm saying? And my salute to another throwback joint that I've been riding around lately is that Liquid Swords from the GZA from the Wu-Tang Clan. But I'm going to get into that a little bit later. But let's go ahead and jump right into what I've been riding around to this cuffing season thus far. And what I've been feeling this, you know what I mean, this cuffing season thus far is definitely her. I want to start with her, H-E-R, you know what I'm saying? Now, I'm more than sure y'all are plugged into her. I'm more than sure y'all are plugged into LMA and, you know what I mean, similar artists that are in that same vein. But what I can really honestly appreciate about her is that she is acoustic, you know what I'm saying? She mastered the acoustic aesthetic of her, of you know what I mean, of her creativity, man. And I really got to take the time to rock with that shit, man. You know what I mean? Now, I'm not too sure if, you know, she constructs the entire instrumental palette that she has from her instrumental, or, you know what I mean, whether she works from the outside in or the inside out. I don't know. All I know is that shit sounds amazing. It sounds crazy when I listen to that shit. The newest one is I Used to Love Her. You know what I mean? And that's an EP, Volume 1 and 2. I think Volume 1 was fire too, man. The joint that she had with Bryson Tiller was crazy. I was really feeling that record for a long time. That Should Have Been. Is that the joint? Is it called Should Have Been or something like that? That shit is dope. Feel Away was amazing on that joint. And the follow-up, the part two joint was even iller to me. Like, well, I don't know if it was iller. I just know that I know she's really in her poetry bag. And I'm honestly, genuinely feeling, you know, the vibes that I was getting from that joint. For real, for real. Speaking of LMA, I didn't even talk about LMA's new album, which was a 10 for 10. You know what I'm saying? Shit, and she's not even American. Shorty is British. She's English. And that shit was amazing. You know what I mean? I really have to take time to also appreciate my brethren from across the pond. The new English invasion that's going on right now. You know what I mean? Between LMA and Daniel Kaluuya, Chiwetel Ejiofor. It's a lot of, you know what I mean? It's a lot of ill-ass, you know what I mean, British dudes that's over there killing the game right now. You know what I mean? Like, honestly killing the game right now. My man Dave, you know what I mean? He's from across the pond. He's killing shit right now over there in London. So, yeah, man. But I digress. Back to LMA. 10 for 10 from me. Executively produced and shit, I think actually produced, you know what I mean, the entire body of work by DJ Mustard, and you know what I mean, very minimal features on that. I can appreciate a project with very, very minimal features on it, you know what I mean, because to me that shows that you're, you know what I mean, you're not afraid to stand on your own, you're not afraid to put in that work and dedicate yourself and put forth a body of work that you can be proud of, that if it flops, it's on nobody else. You can't say, oh, I had this person or that person to hold me down or none of that shit. You really took a, you know, went out on a limb and constructed something that for better or worse is something that you can hang your hat on. And I can appreciate that from LMA. You know what I'm saying? Real self-made artist. You know what I mean? And shit, that shit sounds dope. You know what I mean? Dangerous is dope. The joint that she got with John Legend was dope. I know I just came off of the kick about the features, but that shit was dope. To me, it was a 10 for 10. It's a modern contemporary R&B. I don't know if the word classic was floating. It's floating around in here somewhere, but I don't know if I want to be quick to label a classic. I'm gonna see y'all know how I do. I like to wait and see how things are going to gradually just age on me and see how I'm gonna revisit it. You know what I mean? Maybe in early 2019 or before I do the 2018 recap. If it makes it into my top 10, then you know it was something special. But Cuffin' Season Tunes. We got Her, I Used to Love Her, Part 1 and 2. We got the LMA self-titled album that I was absolutely feeling. I was riding around at that joint. Still riding around at that joint. Sauce is my shit. Sauce is my shit. I know that was super, super random. Don't judge me. But that shit was dope. Sauce is dope. I know there's probably one other joint on there that I really want to mention right now. Damn, what was the name of that joint? Damn, I can't remember the name of that tune, but it's on the tip of my tongue, and I love that record, too. Shot Clock is dope, too. I mean, yeah, the entire body of work, but let me not get hung up on LMA. That's wifey right there, but I definitely am feeling that. What were we going to talk about next? Oh, word. The Matiz album. Right. The Matiz album. That shit is fire. That shit was fire. Now, I don't know if I would say that every record on there is a hit. And to be honest with you, I kind of went into the album with a certain expectation that Ty Dolla $ign was going to outshine Jeremiah. Because for whatever reason, I kind of feel like Ty doesn't need the constant... I would say, feature look that my man Jeremiah has to rely on. Now, I don't even think he has to rely on it, you know what I'm saying? But I feel like every time I hear Jeremiah, he's on a feature. And this project is more or less in the exact same vein. But what I will say is that I feel like Jeremiah held his own. You know what I mean? The album isn't reliant on my man Ty Dolla $ign to do what he does to keep Jeremiah afloat. I feel like they both offered up really, really good, you know what I mean, individual performances on the joint that kept the album afloat. You know what I mean? And what I heard from Jeremiah was shit, this shit is fire. Like, you know what I mean? There were a few records that I could have done without Ty being on the joints. Like, you know what I mean? And Jeremiah was really doing this thing by himself. And I can definitely respect that. I can rock with that. Yeah, man. You know what I mean? I like how they did the throwback, you know what I mean? The throwback R&B joint in the beginning. But I feel like Ty is kind of known for that, you know, to bring you a flashback joint and put his nice little, you know, rendition on it. I can definitely appreciate that. And that's what I've been, yeah, man, I've just been riding around in them joints. You know what I mean? And letting those be the soundtrack to my life for the cuffing season. You know what I mean? What else did I want to get into, man? I want to give my thoughts on this Tekashi, you know what I mean? This Tekashi 6ix9ine shit that's been going on. That shit is wild, man. And I just plugged in and was listening to Tekashi's Breakfast Club interview. And, yeah, man, and you know what's wild? It always seems like a turning point comes about right when a person is about to chill. You know what I'm saying? Like, I felt like from that interview, he was like, all right, I got, you know, the views that I was looking for. I got the affirmation that I was looking for from the culture. And I'm about to go ahead and chill. I'm about to go ahead and fall back with all the big wild antics that really don't do anybody any good, for real. But just when that shit happened, he got hit with the Fed case. You know what I'm saying? Now, I'm more than sure that y'all are already aware of what's going on. My man Tekashi 6ix9ine is getting hit with that Fed case, that RICO racketeering case. That shit ain't no bitch. My man is facing 25 years to life. Life. And I ain't talking Martin and Eddie. I'm talking about life. This nigga is facing the rest of his natural life behind bars. Now, I highly doubt, you know what I mean, that a judge is going to hand down that type of harsh sentencing. But shit, you never know, man. This nigga's track record, I wouldn't be surprised if a judge gave him a minimum 15 years. You know what I mean? I said the same thing with Bobby Shmurda. I highly doubt that Shmurda is going to get anything, you know, outrageous in terms of his sentencing. But shit, man, 7 years to a nigga who's, you know, in his early 20s, man, that's a significant amount of your life being spent behind bars. Like, if you're youth, you're still young when you're 20. You're not old, you know what I mean? You're not 40. You know what I mean? Like, shit, you still got way more life ahead of you than you do behind you for you to be spending however many years behind bars, man. That shit is whack. So, I say that to say, man, I feel like, you know, those antics are going to eventually catch up with you, man. Whoever you are, in however you choose to spend your life, man, eventually that shit is going to catch up with you. And it's going to bite you in the ass. And when it does, that shit is going to cool you out. You're going to be chilled out one way or another, man. There's no way to escape, you know what I mean, the bed that you make for yourself. That's just that. So, hey, man, it's not to say that I wish, you know, ill on anybody, or, you know what I mean, would hope for, you know, anything terrible to befall anybody. But hey, man, you gotta lay in the bed that you make, my nigga. And you know, so be it. But I wish him well. You know what I mean? I would hate to see the culture lose another very talented, you know what I mean, soul. And shit, man, you know what I mean, We still need cats like that. You know what I mean? That ain't afraid to get it popping every now and then. You just gotta know when to get it popping. You know what I mean? So, yeah, man. I ain't gonna hold y'all, man. I just had the energy to really give y'all some dope shit. You know what I mean? To give y'all a quick little check-in on the low-end theory. You know what I mean? Nothing too crazy, nothing too wild, nothing too out of pocket. But yeah, man, as always, plug back in with your boy. Follow me on all the socials. That's at Stay Fresh JF. That's STAYFRESHJF. That's on Instagram. That's on Twitter. That's on Snapchat. That's on everything, man. Plug in with your boy. Let me know what y'all think about the episodes. Of course. I know. I'm going to give y'all new content. I got to get to it. I'm going to stop bullshitting and plug back in with y'all. And until the next time we talk, man, I hope that y'all, you know what I mean, listen to some new and ill shit. And shit, put me on to it. I think the next time we talk, I'm going to talk about this Roddy Ricch album that I've been listening to, Feed the Streets 2. And hopefully Meek has dropped by that time too. So we're going to talk about Meek Millie and his new joint. Yep, that's about it. Until then, holla at your boy, man. Y'all love life, live life, holla.